We're now moving to committee reports, and I'd like to...
Yes. We put the item of rescinding of the bylaws convention on the agenda next.
Go for it.
Okay. This is a special order motion to rescind the following resolution: that the PNB schedule a bylaws convention in the fall of 2005 after September 30th. And prior to March 30th, 2006, and that notices commenced 6 months beforehand. I request that you vote to rescind this for a number of reasons. Number one, it's 4 months from March, and we have no definition of what the bylaws convention will be like. So we've already missed the statement that notices commence. March is coming really fast down the pike, and although we have some budgeting for it, we really have no control over the costs of this at this time. I've listened to a number of you today. Bob and Maria and Zarina are talking about a development task force and how essential development is. Fatty is speaking about how important programming is. Lonnie is talking about, our CFO is talking about a retreat around finance issues and a vision and strategic planning. David Adelson is talking about technology and infrastructure and strategic planning investment. Zarina is talking about the way we conduct our meetings. And I think that we have some other priorities. Having lived through the bylaws process, it was gut-wrenching, and I don't see Rob Wiley. I don't see Rob Robinson here. But bylaws can be just really draining of all of our energy. I would like to see a report showing what we expect of the bylaws convention before we even entertain it again. And I'm not opposed to a bylaws convention. If I see something in paper, on paper, as to this is how it's going to be conducted. As evidenced by our bylaws amendment election timeline that we just passed, we've just tested the ability to change our bylaws. And I think it's feasible. And I don't think the fact that we haven't done this before, I just don't think the bylaws convention is as high a priority as we thought it would be when we passed this. So I ask that you rescind the motion to have it by March 30th of 2006.
Point of information?
Yes.
Second. Is any... Oh.
I'm sorry.
I'll second it.
Okay. You have a substitute date? Another...
I don't. Perhaps somebody on the bylaws committee would have.
Well, I think you need that for the motion to stand.
Oh, you don't?
I think I can ask for it to be rescinded without giving a date. But
then I will not.
That, I hope that will come up.
I got you. So on the stack, I have Deb, Dave, Bob, and William.
And one of the things I would like to say about this is I've worked on the bylaws a lot. I think the KPFT community put a lot of time into this, maybe more than other stations, I don't know, that's not relevant. But A, it is draining, and B, we are just, even though we have gone all the way through it, line by line, there is so much more work that needs to be done. We would all have to give up our day jobs and work on it full time to get it ready by March. And unfortunately, people will not give up their day jobs, so we're going to have to work at it and keep working at it. And I would say that we take a look at it again in 6 months and see if it's ready to be brought forward, even after we get our individual station agreements or disagreements ready. We still have to compile those and then extract from this mess what doesn't belong in bylaws and find a way to cover those things. So it's a very long, tedious process. I suggest worse than the original bylaws. I would hope we'd be ready in 6 months. I really doubt it. But we might calendar it to come up in 6 months and take another look at it and see how far we've gotten and see how what help stations need in getting ready by that time.
Thanks, Deb. Dave?
Yeah, I've come to the conclusion that I don't agree with the idea of a convention at all because, as Teresa said, we can amend our bylaws via this process. Those who are interested in the discussion are almost all connected to each other in ways that they can maintain an ongoing dialogue. Things can come through to the board by any six directors who choose that something's in order. We put in our budget $15,000, which could turn into surplus for the foundation to be spent on other things if we don't gather a bunch of people together who are already communicating constantly, and just they can make the proposals that they want via whatever process. They can hold whatever local meetings they want. And Ted's shaking his head, but the fact of the matter is that if we have a bylaws convention, then whatever that convention decides on, they're going to come to the board and say, board, you have to engage the process you have for amendment of bylaws anyway. So in some sense, it's a political exercise to allow those people who have time to attend the meeting at foundation expense to come up with a lobbying mechanism for a particular set of bylaws. And I just don't see why that can't be conducted in local meetings and online and by requesting directors to bring forth motions. I don't think we should be spending that kind of money. I'd like to spend that money on outreach in our signal area to bring more people into the mix.
Thanks, Dave. Bob?
Well, I support this motion, but for somewhat different reasons than some of the other speakers have given. I agree that we can't possibly do a convention by March because for all the reasons that have been said. So that's just a given. We have to rescind that mandate. But what I disagree with is Dave's analysis that we really don't need a convention, that what we did today shows we could just kind of serially do one tinkering after another through this board. The idea of a convention is that it's a very democratic process and a very deliberative process. I mean, we're a 22-person board, and we're sitting here debating the pros and cons, and that's fine, but that's not as broad a group as I think should happen when you're discussing things that could involve pretty fundamental changes in the way we do our business and the way we allow democratic input and so forth. And so that's the idea of a convention that would, I mean, the governance committee didn't get as far as deciding what shape we would recommend, but I would say it should have, you know, at least maybe three or four reps from each, in addition to the PNB members, three or four from each signal area, and maybe mandate that it follow local conventions so that there could be maximum public input at that level. And the other reason I think it's important to do it at some point, and I don't know when, and we don't have to decide that today, is that it forces people to focus and pay attention. If you just have this kind of amendment this meeting, another amendment next meeting, people will kind of constantly put off some of the decisions that are lurking in the background about really major differences about how our bylaws should be structured. So while, yes, we can and we should actually move ahead on things that are less controversial, like what we discussed earlier about the calendar, I think that should happen in time to get on the ballot for November of 06, and that doesn't need a convention. But that's the exception. I think the main substantive changes that we need should be part of that national deliberative process of a convention.
Okay. I've added Patty and Fadi. Yes, I have you. Next is William and then Ray, but I just want to mention that we've already spent 10 minutes on this item, and so we're close to exhausting our time, so I'm going to limit folks to 1 minute. I have been timing folks to two, just so you all know. William?
I think the reason that the bylaws convention fell off our radar is because we didn't have, I guess up to this minute, we still don't have an executive director, and the different battles that have been going on at the stations. I think I agree with David that the bylaws convention can wait maybe a year or two. I don't think it should happen during a year that there's elections. It's a way that people use it to campaign. And if we're demonstrating that we're not able to pull it together before the next election, then maybe it's something that we should hold off on, and we should have bylaws committees at our stations really look at the bylaws. And I mean, I know the governance committee by far has the biggest chunk of, you know, work, and that's another reason we need this convention to happen. But maybe it should be something that people parse out changes to the bylaws, you know, one by one. I think that the glaring issues are there, and we can start bringing those to the table while we try to pull this foundation together so that we can hold a convention without all the drama that happens at these meetings.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I think some of the drama is needed. I think the convention has a highly symbolic value that is certainly much more than the requirement that we have a public meeting, even if we know that everybody coming, we heard them already. there's a whole long laundry list of things that have to be changed. Some of them were pointed to by Terry Borisius, I believe, two elections ago, was national election supervisor at that point. And I think that's a systematic way to do it. I agree. I mean, I'm very impressed by what they've said, that this is an opportunity to really waste money if we don't do it right. I'm willing to look at ways to do it intelligently, but I think it's a turning point. We almost redefine ourselves by creating a bylaw, an election process, a system of accountability. I think that the convention is taking a far more serious look at what we've done and how do we move forward.
Thank you, Ray. Teresa?
I agree with Dave. I agree that because we don't have the new ED, that I don't think March is the correct time. Also, Bob was correct that the convention forces people to focus, but I'm just wondering if that is not what we need to focus on right now. At some point, we just really haven't done vision. We haven't done strategic planning. When are we going to talk about vision, development, programming, strategic planning? And
never.
Because we keep focusing, I think, on bylaws and governance. So please pass this resolution to us in.
Thanks,
question.
You know, it's really a bylaw convention. Convention. Think of what a convention is. You know, I mean, it's a bunch of people coming together. And we already did. We've done this. It's unfair. It's it'll be shaped. This convention will be shaped by the attendees. Who's going to decide who they are? They may not be representative of the Pacifica membership because people satisfied with the current bylaws or understand the little bugs in it and stuff. They're not going to be so motivated to attend. It's the people that weren't happy with the original bylaws that are motivated to come and change them to the way that they were. That didn't pass in the first place. How about a programming convention instead? Why don't we talk about radio? I mean, we ignore the bylaws we don't like. We just ignore them. We just changed a few. Anything that this whole convention is about an agenda of changing things in a major fashion that is going to be unfair. We have
time.
Did we decide how long by the committee, how long we were going to be able to talk?
No, but I've been limiting folks to the same amount of time, so in the interest of fairness, I'd like to move forward. Fadi?
Yes, Madam Chair. I do have an amendment to the motion by Teresa. Hi, Teresa. I think your amendment is fine if amended as such, that all five local station boards discuss the possibility and vote on this of not having a bylaws convention, or having one for that matter, and then it come back to the full PNB at the March 2006 meeting where the PNB will take this issue up again. I don't feel comfortable having not discussed this matter with my fellow colleagues on the LSV to make such a drastic decision as to rescind without a date. It's not a postponement. It's a rescinding without date. And to me, that's a little more critical. So I find this problematic. But if this is amended, I'm fully for it.
Point of order.
David?
Is this in order? Because basically the rescission rescinds the motion to have it by March. So there could be a motion to request that the committees deal with the question of a bylaws convention as a separate motion, but I'm asking whether this is in order.
I think in terms of rescinding the previous motion, you just have to rescind it, and that's that. I mean, you're rescinding a motion.
Call for it to come back by March.
Just keep it separate.
Anyway.
So
you just have this function.
We have exhausted time.
I call the question.
Okay, we're moving to a vote.
Yeah, but I'll be voting no on this one.
All right, is everybody clear on the motion?
Yes.
Yes?
I'm
not.
You're not?
Okay. Can you restate the motion, please?
Special order. Motion to rescind the following resolution. quote, that the PMB schedule a bylaws convention in the fall of 2005 after September 30th and prior to March 30th of 2006, and that notices commence 6 months beforehand.
Request a roll call vote on this, please.
Okay.
Are there any objections?
Okay. Are there any objections to the motion?
Okay.
All right. Seeing none, the motion carries.
I'd like to make a motion that.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I'm sorry.
I don't even know what you just passed.
How could it carry without. No, I.
So there's one objection.
Okay. Wait. Everyone. I will ask this again. I implore the directors to pay attention during, especially when we're voting, because time and time again, we go back to the motions and we go back to discussion points that we've already gone over. We're wasting time that we don't have. Are there any objections to the motion before us?
I want to hear the motion.
We just reread it, just so you know.
It's a special order, a motion to rescind the following resolution. And I have it in writing. Quote, the PNB schedule a bylaws convention in the fall of 2005 after September 30th and prior to March 30th of 2006, comma, and that notices commence 6 months beforehand. This was passed at the October PNB meeting.
You want to rescind that?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, we'll roll move call. To a vote.
You want to call for a roll call vote?
There was an original request. Do you still want a roll call, Patty?
If it's unanimous, it's fine.
It's not. There was an objection from Fadi.
Oh.
We'll get you. I got your number.
Patty.
Okay.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion that the board meet 4 months for that.
We haven't voted yet. It's time to vote.
Yes, we're voting.
I thought it was unanimous.
No. Donna, yes. Can we proceed quickly?
Okay. Dave Adelson?
Yes.
We're voting.
But after this,
come on.
Maria Armonian?
Not here.
Julie, you're the chair back, okay. Right? Donna? Yes. Rob Robertson?
Yes.
Serena?
Robinson.
She's down here.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Mark isn't here. LaVarn?
Prepared.
William?
Us.
Fadi?
No.
Sar?
Yes.
Patty?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Deb?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Okay, coming back to the past, LaVarn?
Yes.
Fadi?
He said no.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said. Oh, I'm sorry.
William.
You did say no. William?
I said yes. You did. Now.
You say yes now. Okay, thank you.
You like that.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm going to call for a break.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, yes. One, no.
That's my high school thing.
Madam Chair, that's the vote.
Okay, the motion carries. Next we have committee reports. I did hear comments from directors that we need a break.
Yeah.
Move to recess 10 for 10 minutes.
Can we say 5 because people will be back in 10?
Okay, let's say 5 and we'll be back in 10.
Thank you. I'll see you all back here at 3:05.